Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The insurance industry is undergoing significant change as customers demand greater value, seamless service, and comprehensive protection across commercial and consumer property and casualty lines, according to TransUnion's 2026 Trends and Outlook Report. Despite economic uncertainty, evolving regulations, and rising weather-related catastrophes, the report points to opportunities for insurers to stand out through stronger digital engagement and cybersecurity solutions, key drivers of retention and growth in the commercial market. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best Audio, and joining us now to discuss that and other key findings from the report is Patrick Foy. He's Senior Director of Strategic Planning for TransUnion's insurance business. Patrick, welcome. So great to speak with you again. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Ari. It's wonderful to be here.
So Patrick, what stood out to you most in the report about how customer expectations are evolving across both commercial and P&C lines?
Yeah, so it's been an interesting year. There have really been some pretty watershed trends that we've seen materialize over the last year and leading us into 2026. I think when it comes to consumer and customer expectations, we've seen just a significant reduction in loyalty to their existing insurer on the part of consumers. You know, as a result of both rate increases, but also, you know, increasingly effective and large investments in that effective marketing tactics by insurers. So that's probably the number one thing that we're seeing. This is driving just a significant increase in shopping and increasingly digitized customer experience. We also know that consumers have evolved their expectations. There have been a lot of breaches. And they've also seen some of the early benefits of AI in terms of chatbots and the way they interact with their insurer and their expectations changing around how their data is being managed, right? They want to make sure it's being safeguarded, it's protected. But at the same time, kind of going in the opposite direction, they also like some of what they see. So they expect insurers to be able to produce quotes and be able to bind coverage on policies with as few inputs as possible, right? So they kind of expect that, hey, you know what, you need to know everything that you know about us as customers, and you should be able to, with a minimal amount of inputs, be able to tell us everything we need to price your insurance policy.
And how are insurers responding to policyholders' growing desire for proactive communication about rates, renewals, and discounts?
Yeah, so as I mentioned before, there's been record shopping. So consumer loyalty has really just kind of structurally changed. It's at an all-time low. You know, people are less beholden to their insurers probably than they've ever been, certainly in recent memory, if not ever. But I think proactive communication is absolutely table stakes for every insurer if they want a shot at retaining that business. So, you know, insurers need to be very diligent about working with their agents and working with their sales representatives to make sure that they are way out in front of the renewal cycles and conducting those annual reviews well before the renewal notices go out. So, you know, they need to be exploring all the opportunities to find cost savings, find upsell opportunities, and just to capitalize again on, you know, again, this proactive communication trend and that inherent expectation.
Patrick, as we look ahead to the new year, what strategies are expected to be most effective in engaging different generations, especially Gen Z and millennials, who increasingly prioritize brand strength and digital convenience?
It's a great question. I think it's a little bit of a kitchen sink approach. So if you look at some of the older generations to start with, like boomers and silents, for example, they probably like a lot of the interactions they have now. They like the across the desk interactions, being able to trust a partner. You know, they may be more comfortable working with a small kind of niche type insurer that they've worked with for 15, 20 years. Even though that's still, that loyalty is decreasing to those folks, that's still, you know, kind of the predominant driver for some of those generations. Millennials and Gen Zs, on the other hand, are a little bit different, right? They're more connected digitally. They have an expectation that they need to be met in the market where they are. So they don't necessarily have the same, kind of pace of operating in terms of the quote and bind experiences. They expect a more digital, more online quote and bind experience. They're comfortable with sharing some amount of data, but not a lot. Is, you know, they want to share as little as possible, but they're also more comfortable with, you know, with providing, you know, personal information. But they also, you know, feel like they, you know, they need their insurers to demonstrate to them that, you know, they are well capitalized, they are a reputable insurer, and brand absolutely does matter. And that's the definitely some of the things that have shown up in our research that we've done on consumers.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Well, speaking of digital, how are digital experiences shaping customer expectations for small business insurance? And what opportunities exist for insurers to close the service gap?
Yes. So interesting question. So I think business owners, first of all, commercial insurance is probably a little bit lagging compared to maybe personalized. So personalized certainly blazing a trail, and then commercial kind of fast follows. And, you know, a lot of what business owners, especially in the small business environment, are seeing in their personalized quote and bind experience and their policy management experience, they're starting to increasingly expect that same experience in personalized. So overall, they're actually pretty upbeat on their overall insurance experience, right? They're actually happier on average than a typical personal lines customer might be when it comes to their commercial policies, but they do increasingly expect those digital experiences. They also, expect that to happen in commercial probably in fairly short order. So, you know, definitely the commercial insurers that are able to capitalize on those trends, especially the ones that, you know, are already doing some of this on the personal line side, can just kind of bring those processes over. Those are the ones that have the greatest opportunity for success. One thing I'll also mention is that kind of our feedback from the market is that, most of the folks we've surveyed have said they're not getting that experience today. So even though they're generally happy with their overall customer satisfaction, they're still not fully having those needs met from a digital perspective.
We've seen a rise in cyber incidents among small businesses recently. Patrick, how can insurers position cyber coverage as a value-added protection and advisory service for these businesses?
Right. So there are probably a few things that show up here, right? So one is that, you know, as the maxim is always held, you know, the more coverages you get, the more sticky the customer is, the more likely are they are to bind, the more value that you can bring to the table. So, that's certainly true in commercial. So you're significantly more likely, about 60% more likely, to bind a coverage if you offer cyber coverage along with that small business insurance. So certainly there is a clear demonstrable value add just from, you know, a policy coverage perspective, if you make that coverage available. The one challenge with businesses is that, you know, businesses are more likely to be targeted by fraudsters, especially small ones, right? The large ones have very sophisticated defenses. You know, they're able to do more, but small businesses tend to be targeted because they're kind of very similar to consumers. They're, you know, highly transactional volume wise. And they also have more assets than consumers, so they're bigger targets. And many fraudsters, you know, they're pretty sophisticated. They know that many of those businesses don't have adequate protection. The other thing is that with ongoing consumer trends towards reduced loyalty, it's a missed opportunity for multi-line insurers who are pursuing kind of the full account relationship to be cross, you know, to be exploring cross-sell opportunities for small business insurance. And then within small business insurance, cyber coverage, you know, one out of 11 individual personal consumers own a business. A small business specifically, you know, about 95 to 99% of those small business of businesses overall are small businesses. So, you know, it's an outsized number of consumers that, you know, that own those businesses. And, you know, so they should be exploring those cross-sell, upsell opportunities each time they quote, not just commercial risk, but also personalized risk.
Patrick, I'm going to ask you to take your crystal ball out for a moment, if I may. Looking ahead, what trends or innovations do you expect will have the biggest impact on commercial insurance in 2026?
So I see a couple of pretty large prevailing trends, and a lot of it is just more of the same. So small business growth has been highly robust since the onset of COVID in 2020. I know we're still talking about COVID, but really, it was a watershed moment for small businesses in general. You know, coming out of COVID and the big investments that the government made to prop up the small business economy, we saw over a million new businesses being created per quarter dating back to 2020. And that's still occurring today. We're well over pre-COVID numbers, even now, with small business creation, and we expect that trend to continue. There's really no sign of that slowing down. You know, there are a lot more people doing side hustles, or they're just starting small businesses on their own. And any time that there's some labor market disruption, it's even more likely that you're going to see some of these more entrepreneurial trends where we see small business growth. So if at all, it's possible that we may actually see an increase in the number of small businesses. The other challenge that's kind of prevailing for insurers as well as small businesses is social inflation. That continues to be a problem for, you know, any of the liability driven lines like general liability, like residential property but on the commercial side, as well as obviously commercial auto. And it will be acute for those insurers in particular who don't invest in their underwriting and pricing sophistication to try to address the risk of and the impacts of social inflation. And they, you know, run the risk of being adverse selected by insurers who are making those investments. So I think those are really the big items that we're seeing in 2026 is, again, continued small business strength and growth in the small business market and just ongoing challenges of social inflation.
Patrick, this has been so fascinating, so insightful, and it's been such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to be here.
That was Patrick Foy, Senior Director of Strategic Planning for TransUnion's insurance business. For AM Best Audio, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.